pleasant good morning. I am Father Jude Edomoyi, Rector, Church of the Good Shepherd, Pindas Point, Grand Bahama. Welcome to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for Saturday, May 28, 2022. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 18, beginning at verse 24 to 26. And there came to Ephesus a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria. He was an eloquent man, well versed in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with burning enthusiasm and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Apollos was the first century Jewish Christian, a native of Alexandria, a famous city of Egypt, built by Alexander the Great, from whom he took his name. It was in this city that the famous academy called the Museum, in which a society of learned men devoted themselves to philosophical studies, was situated. Some of the most celebrated schools of antiquity flourished in the same city, including the Tower of Pharaohs, esteemed as one of the seven wonders of the world. Apollos was a contemporary and colleague of Apostle Paul. He played a critical role in the early advancement of the churches of Ephesus and Corinth. Apollos arrived at Ephesus after Apostle Paul's departure from the city. Apollos was a great, eloquent communicator. He was a scholar of the Old Testament scripture, and he had a remarkable skill of exposition. He was on fire, and his enthusiasm flooded. In fact, Matthew Henry calls Apollos a lively, affectionate preacher. He was bold and courageous as he delivered his message without fear of favor in the synagogue. In spite of all his great and enviable attributes, in verse 25, we discover a deficiency in the ministry of Apollos, as he knew only the baptism of John. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. Verse 26. My dear brothers and sisters, what can we learn from our Bible passage this morning? First, we must have a teachable spirit. If Apollos could accept the teachings of Priscilla and Aquila, who were lay members of the church, we must be open to be taught by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and one another. Secondly, even preachers can be taught more than they already know. Thirdly, members and Christians are to bloom where they are planted by God. You don't have to be a bishop, priest, or deacon to do ministry. Priscilla and Aquila were just tent makers. Finally, my dear people of God, when it comes to assisting those in the front line of ministry, love them in the Lord. Support them with your prayers constantly. Give them opportunities for personal and family rest. Make sure they are getting spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical rejuvenation. Encourage them to take off time of prayer, meditation, and reflection. Leave them alone during their day or days off, unless, of course, it is an emergency. Honor, appreciate, and esteem them in spite of their human frailty and imperfections. Be loyal to them in Christ. Speak the truth in love. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry, they may truly and devoutly serve you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to this devotion. Please share it with as many people as possible.